Jamie.
Hey, Iris.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Girl We Have to Talk podcast. How are you, Jamie? How's your Tuesday going?
Oh, it was going okay until I just realized Maya's paws are getting worse and I don't have time to take her to the vet. So, and I don't want to take her to the vet because I just took her to the vet twice last month.
Now, is it because of her anxiety and she's like licking them?
Yeah, but I don't know if it's anxiety, but I did get some antibacterial stuff that someone told me about. And they also have like an itchy one too that's supposed to like soothe. So I'm hoping that'll work. And I'm going to have to put a cone on her, I guess. I guess that's the next step.
That's okay. And she, you know what? She might just need, she has allergies. So
I've been
giving her
an allergy pill every day too. I was hoping that would help, but it's not. So not yet.
Not yet. Exactly. Allergy pills take for like some time to kick in.
I know.
As an allergy person myself.
Yeah. I mean, I think I've been doing it at least 2 or 3 weeks consistently.
Oh, yeah.
So I don't know.
You would think it would have kicked in by now. You know, she might need something topical. I'm sure there's
well, that's
stuff
what I'm getting is perfect. That some antibacterial topical. And then there's also one that's like an anti-itch. It's supposed to like soothe like sores and like itchy spots. So, and she's just eating grass now, which is great. So she'll probably throw up.
Mm-hmm. Katie loves that. Anything else going on with you that you wanted to discuss?
I don't know. I think this is really annoying me, honestly. So I'm hoping it's not going to change my entire mood. My mood was very different until I'm frustrated now with this situation. So what about you? How are you?
I'm okay. Like, I'm pretty good, actually, for the most part. Mm-hmm. I am just extremely tired today. I think that I, you know, mentally exhausted from work. And then somebody literally, my boss put a meeting on my calendar for 9 o'clock in the morning tomorrow, which is like And it's like, I don't mind. Like, I truly don't. I don't mind if we want to talk. But it's like this woman wants to talk. She's like, oh, I spoke to someone in the IT department and they have concerns, or like, I just want to give you an update. And I'm like, but here's the thing.
Concerns about what?
I don't fucking know. And I'm like, this could have been an email. Like, honestly, it's like, stop wanting to talk to me about, first of all, you're not in talent acquisition. Second of all, if the IT person has some kind of a mythical concern, what's going to happen is she's going to say, oh, the IT person is saying this. And I'm going to be like, yeah, that's not actually happening. And then also you didn't invite the actual recruiter into this phone call. You just invited me. Mm-hmm. So this conversation is actually going to go nowhere. And it's a waste of 9 a.m. time. Mm-hmm. I just don't get, like, I called my boss actually when I got the message. And I was just like, do you know what this meeting's about? And he was like, no. And I was like, okay. I said, here's my issue. In my role, I manage the talent acquisition team. If you, in my opinion, as a best practice, if there's an issue that is like involving somebody, just invite them to the fucking call. It's unless it's like you need to fire this person, which I'm sure it's not. It's going to be something like the manager doesn't understand the process, which is bullshit because they have to take in a badge series, but they just all say they don't understand anything. Which is totally, like, you're a therapist. You know how that is. Like, people just, they don't want to know. It's not their job to know. And they're just, and I do the same thing, right? Like, I don't know how to do things a lot of the times. Like, I want to be explained to. Like, if I buy a new product or, like, something, I just want it to be easy. And I think that's how people approach recruiting and things. They just want it to be easy. Mm-hmm. And they don't recognize that it's a partnership. So we're just, like, doing the work of having to explain to you how you have to help us find people to work on your team. So anyway, it's just annoying. And I'm bored with them. And that's every day. So I'm just, like, a little mentally exhausted. I feel like I feel more exhausted.
Yeah, that's kind of how I feel. I was like, okay, I'm okay. I can handle this. And then when I saw Mai, I was like, no.
Yeah.
It's just like, I can't handle another thing.
Yeah. I think that I am just in need of, I just started a month and a half ago. It's almost 2 months in. And I have never worked anywhere where I'm just like, and I think I need a week-long vacation from working here for like 6 weeks. It's just a lot. And it's not hard work. It's just shit that I don't want to deal with, which should go on a mug. It's like, I don't think people understand the nuances of, we try to justify a lot of the times, like, why don't you like something? And sometimes it's just like, you know, I just don't want to deal with this shit. It's not hard.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's not.
Right. It's just I don't want to figure it out. But yeah, it's just like I'm tired and I've done a lot of things and I just like, can I get a break?
Yeah, this is the shit that I
and
don't
like.
And
this is actually perfect because this episode is about adulting and we're already talking about it. This is what adulting is.
yeah, like I remember, oh my God. And what's so funny is I was talking to my coworker yesterday and I was thinking about it today, this morning, because we were talking about how we grew up in a like similar township. And we went to similar schools. Like I went to Central, she went to South. Okay. So very similar. And we were talking about, and I don't know if you remember this, Jamie, there is this, nightclub when we were teenagers called Zero Gravity. Did you ever hear
of it? Oh, yes.
Okay.
I went there, I believe.
Same. Okay. But I used to.
It was so ridiculous.
It was, I had the best time. But when I was in high school, I like worked there. Like I would.
Yeah, because you could get in there at 16. It was one of the only clubs in town.
Totally. I loved it. Like I was just, this is how pathetic I am. I am now that person. It's not like I miss high school and like that whole thing, but I just miss the feeling of like, a weekend where you're like, I know that I'm going to get to hang out with my friends and I know that they're going to be so fun. And there was no complications because it wasn't like somebody had work or a house or a dog or anything. It was just like, we were just going to hang out and like maybe go get ice cream, maybe like go to my friend's pool,
maybe go
to Zero Gravity, like do stupid shit. Like I remember we stole like, which is a federal crime, so don't do this. We did not realize this at the time because we were in high school and we lived in the suburbs. But, like, all those little signs about people, like, re-elect judge, whatever, we were, like, bored.
Oh, you stole one of those?
No, we stole all of them. We were
that's hilarious.
We were like, hey, yeah, you know what would be a great idea? Let's go do this. And that is a federal crime. Don't do that.
That really makes me think, too. I've thought about that a lot. Like, I remember, but what's so interesting is it's all perspective. Like when I was in high school, I found it incredibly stressful and I found having papers due and all this stuff. And now I look back and I'm like, oh my gosh, that seems so easy. Like I wish I could go back to that. But I think it actually was really stressful.
At the time, your brain is different too.
Well, right. And also like I really didn't fit in. So that's really hard actually. I do feel like I fit in more now. So
perfect.
Yeah. So probably that is true, but it is true of like not just what you're saying about being an adult, not having the complications, but as a kid, I couldn't wait to be an adult. I couldn't wait to have my own choices.
Me too.
And to do whatever the hell I wanted when I wanted, when in reality, that's not what being an adult is at all.
No. And I don't think people get that. I don't think kids get that. But yeah, like I definitely don't think that I was like, I don't think I was at all somebody who I would consider like Mrs. Popularity in high school. But like I did have like a very good, the same way that I have now, like a really good tribe of like low, like friends who I trusted. And there was like, of course, there was some drama. I did have a friend. I had a very old boyfriend in high school. I think we've talked about this.
Yes. Yes.
And one of my best friends, like, which actually still makes me sad because like I just loved her. It was that like level of friendship that you have when you're young where we would just like go out at night. Like we would go out and then we'd come home and take a shower and just like sleep in the bed together, which I know sounds weird, but when you're like 16, it's just like, oh, it was just like something about the ability to be close to someone like that.
White Lotus. Are you watching that show that you recommended to me?
I am, but I didn't start episode 2 yet.
That's okay. I won't tell you what happens, but like that you're talking about the girls in that episode, like they're staying in the same bed. They're just like, so yeah, they're just on that stage.
Yes. And that's how me and this friend were. And she ended up sleeping with that older boyfriend. And then we were like never friends again. And it was just like, what a waste, right? Like
waste. And it is too, because I'm sure you were upset with her when really like probably the guy should have been the one. I mean, he was the adult that situation.
I was upset with both of them for sure. But like,
okay, good.
I just
wish
that
you're upset with both. I mean, not 100%. That you shouldn't have been upset with her, but she's a child and you know,
he's a pedo.
Right.
But yeah, I was upset with both of them. But like, it's one of those things where I'm like, it's weird because you know how I feel about cheating, but because I was like, we were like 16. I'm like, I feel like if I woke up tomorrow and I was in that like body and I woke up in that time, like my 32-year-old self knows that we're kids, he's an adult, and I would have forgiven her because she like we had such a great friendship that I would have been like, don't ever fucking do that again. But like, fuck him. Like, cause she, like, we just had a really close friendship. And as you get older, you realize it doesn't happen. And just like the the freeness of being able to, like I said, like party together and like just no worries. Mm-hmm. It was fun. And I was thinking about that today at work. I was like,
yeah,
that's how stressed I am at my job, that I'm just like, man, it was so nice to just be like a teenager growing up in Hinsdale, just driving around and just enjoying myself because these people suck.
I mean, I can relate to that too, though, based on what you're saying. I mean, we all have, well, I mean, not that what you're experiencing isn't unique. I'm sure it's unique to you. However, I also think it's human.
Everybody feels this way. Totally.
Yeah.
I think we all
get
there where it's just like, you like your adult life. And like I've said plenty of times, I'm very happy. Like with my, we talked about this in book club. Like I am really happy, but like, there's something just like it, I feel like one of those stupid novelists. Like there's just mm-hmm. something about that time where like, I can almost smell it. Like I can mm-hmm. smell like the feelings of that time. And just like, there's something about it that just feels light and like very untouchable, where you just feel light. Like you feel this level mm-hmm. of lightless that the older you get, it just goes away, which sounds so depressing, but it's just true. You get these other things that go, that make you happy. Like, mm-hmm. you know, you wouldn't trade those things, but just that yeah. feeling, you never will recapture that feeling of like hopefulness. Oh, that's what it is. You don't know yet that it sucks. So everything seems like it'll be fun. You're going to go to college and have a great time.
Right.
And there's not going to be crushing debt. And there's, you know, not going to be the 2008 crash or 2007 crash. And there's not going to be COVID. You're just like, you don't know that stuff. So it all just seems like,
you know, what's so funny is that I think it changed for me very early. I was a junior in high school when Bush was elected, and I had a really bad feeling about that. I feel like that was one of my losses of innocence. Now, I still hear what you're saying about you still don't know what adulthood is like.
Mm-hmm.
But it's interesting you say that, because I think that's some of why I've been really struggling lately is, and I've been talking to so many clients about it too, just like, yeah, like there are so many major crises happening in the world that it's hard to, I don't know, connect to hopefulness.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And like, I think that it's just, I remember I had this friend, we're not friends anymore, which is a common theme of this, but she was crazy. She poisoned me. So we won't go into it, but it was, we're
so
good.
I'm glad
we're,
you got rid of that
toxicity. We're happy with this movement, mm-hmm. but she had this tattoo. She had a boyfriend. I was in college when I met her. And she had a boyfriend who passed away. And I remember she got this tattoo, and she was an English major. And she got this tattoo, "Nothing gold can stay." And I remember being like, oh my God, you're so dramatic. Cause I was like 19, mm-hmm. but like the older I get, the more that keeps going in my mind about just like these moments. And then you like start to, like, what I have noticed about myself too, is that like the older I get, which I'm not old, but like just the more I've experienced, and like, I really do think it probably has something to do with COVID. When mm-hmm. moments are really good, I enjoy them, but I also just get like this feeling of anxiety and almost sadness that like, oh my God, like how can I hold on to this moment?
Well, yeah, and I think as you get older, and I see what you're saying about being still being young, but being older, I think it's like when you stop being the youngest adult generation.
Mm-hmm.
That's a part of being adult, right? Adulting is like when you're not the youngest generation anymore and you're like, oh, I think that special I told you about, Inside, he has a song about turning 30, and it's hilarious because he's like, I used to be the youngest one, and now these fucking zoomers. Really funny. So I should, if I can find a clip of just that song, I'll send it to you, because it's just really, he's like, I'm turning 30, and he's like, no. It's so funny.
I think as you realize,
oh, I'm not the youngest generation. Like you, every point on, you become more aware of loss.
Mm-hmm.
Like it just becomes closer and closer to you in a lot of ways. And I think I'm feeling it as I feel like I'm getting close to middle age, which I think you're going to think is hilarious because you just found out I'm not even 38 yet.
I know.
I think I feel that way, though, because I've talked to you about this off the podcast, but the sense of like everybody is sort of doing different things at this point in their life than me. They're coupling, they're having kids, and I'm not doing that, which I think is somewhat a conscious choice on my part and is somewhat circumstance. So it makes me feel like, you know, there's this kind of difference in where maybe I am in my stage and maybe where they are in their stage. And there's, I have loss around that, but I just think you become more keenly aware of loss and just like how short life is. And so I think what I, you know, part of adulting is shifting to really enjoying the moment and really enjoying the small things in life. Instead of, I think when you're younger, it's all about doing bigger, better, faster, stronger. You're trying to go all out. And I think adulting is about maybe choosing a different path from that. I don't know. What are your thoughts on that?
I mean, I like it really stuck because I was watching mm-hmm. I was watching Save the Last Dance TV show last night.
Oh, I didn't even know that was a TV show. That's interesting.
It's really terrible. You don't need to see it.
Okay. I'm glad you watch all the terrible shows for me, Iris. I have so much more time.
Totally. I'm cutting it out of your life. So I watched this and they went to this like party. It's like Save the Last Dance, where they go to that club and they have like a dance off.
I've never seen the show, but I know what you're talking about. I'm sure I've seen a clip or whatever.
Wait, you've never seen Save the Last Dance
movie? I've never seen the movie, no.
Tragic.
But I can tell you the whole plot line from watching the trailer.
Okay, but you don't know the dancing. You need the dancing. Okay, forget it. So anyway, they're in this party mm-hmm. and it's just like, I remember when I was younger, not even just high school, but just younger in general, like I would mm-hmm. go to these parties where it would just be like this random space where people were dancing and we were all mm-hmm. just like, this is fine. And I was just like, looking
yeah, you
at
don't
it,
do
like,
that, isn't it?
I was like,
maybe
this
a
looks
wedding.
So
that's about
fun.
It.
Well, see, in a wedding even seems like a little bit more of a controlled space than this. Mm-hmm. This was like a warehouse mm-hmm. party.
Oh, okay.
So I was like, oh, wow, like this looks so fun. And like, I love the music. And then I remember I was talking to Anaja and she went to this like party where it was like a kickback and they played like R&B and it was dancing and there were lots of people. And she's like, oh, I just felt like really uncomfortable. She's like, I think I'm getting too old for it. And it's like really crazy though, because I think that a lot of us in our 30s say things like that. But then I have my mom who's like 40. No, I'm sorry. My mom's not 40. She seems 40. She's like,
that's great.
Yeah. She's in her early 50s. She's like, I think she's 52. And she is like really going like traveling more and like doing more stuff. So like, I always get
that's true. We have different transitions in our lives.
Yeah. Like, I feel like we're all entering into this part where we feel like we're so adult and like we have to do this stuff. But then I also like when I watch stuff and I think about this, I'm like, am I like aging myself too soon? Mm. Like, should I be trying to do
that's
like
a good question. I wonder if some of that is because I wonder if some of that is a generational thing with millennials, because I think there's a lot of like resentment about how little equity we have, how little like financial wealth we have in terms of other generations, and this and also like there's a lot of stereotypes of we don't work hard and we don't you know, we haven't grown up and all these things. So I wonder if there's pressure to kind of does that make sense what I'm saying?
Are you saying that like we feel like we need to grow up?
Yeah, that we feel pressure to, it's like a proving of ourselves and then also like a pushing back of maybe what the stereotype is. Like, for example, there's a lot of talk about how hard it is for millennials to buy property. So, you know, my response might be, well, fuck that. I'm going to work towards that. Like, I want to make that happen. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
So I wonder if that's some of it. I don't know.
I mean, possibly, but like, I also just think that sometimes if I don't want to miss out on like having these years because
FOMO.
Yeah. Like, I mean, I don't, it's not even the fear of missing out. It's like the fact that like, even you said, you're like, I think I'm like, you feel like you're reaching middle age at 37.
Yeah.
And it's like,
I mean, I'm closer to middle age than I am to my, look, I'm closer to 40s than I am to 20s. Right.
Yeah, but like, is 40 really in 2021 your middle age?
Well, okay, I'm going to say something really negative here. Yes, because of climate change. I think it's very middle age.
But like, here's the thing. Let's live in this world of, let's say that you that we're living and you're 100 years old and you're like literally because of like
modern
technology.
Yeah, see, I don't believe that I'm going to live to 100 years old.
Yeah, but like, what if you do? And then you spent your whole time being 37 being like, I'm middle age, when you truly could have 60 years left in your life. And that's what I worry about. It's like I'm sitting
I don't, obviously I'm not doing the middle age thing anyway. So I don't know that that
it's
matters.
It's not about doing the middle age things. Think, it's about like thinking that you're middle age and being like, I feel like there's something about the state of being.
No, that's not what I said. I said, I'm moving towards that. I'm closer to that than to my youth. And I'm seeing people start moving towards that in my demographic or people around me. And just how is that going to feel to continue to feel outside of the norm?
Okay. I just think that, like, I think you and I probably feel very differently. Like, I think you're thinking of it like you're getting there, and I'm kind of like, maybe.
Well,
like,
I also think we have an age difference, and that could be a part of it.
I feel like we have five, there's like maybe 5 years.
Yeah. I think early 30s and late 30s are a huge difference.
Well, then I guess we'll talk in 4 years.
Yeah. I also think we're different people. I think you're right.
I feel
part
like
part of it is we're different people.
Totally. Because, like, I personally don't think you're in your middle age. But, like, you feel how you feel.
No, I don't think I am either.
I don't think you're close to your middle age. I think you have 12 years until you're in your middle age. That's what I think. Like, I think that you're a healthy individual who does the right things. And I think that it's entirely possible that you might live to 100. I feel
that. Yeah, and
for
I don't
you.
Know that I'm disagreeing with you. I think I'm anticipating that and what that's going to be like. And I already feel very different than people my age. And that's just going to continue. And when I was younger, I think I thought, well, I'll get there. I'll get there where I'll feel like I fit in. And I think what I'm realizing now is that that's not going to happen. And that's good, but also difficult. So it's just something I'm going to have to keep learning how to deal with.
And then I just wonder also, like, do you not fit in or do you feel like you don't fit in?
Well, if we're looking at the fact that most people my age are at least married or in a couple and probably have a child, then yes, I don't fit in.
Do we know for sure that most people your age are married and coupled?
Sure if I looked at statistics. Yeah, I mean, I think the average age for a woman to get married is still like under 30. I could be wrong.
But, like, are most women that are our age getting married anymore?
Yeah, I don't know that we're going to come to an agreement on this.
But I'm asking, like, do you, like, because there's all these, like, conflicting studies that, like,
yeah.
Women our age are not getting married. I literally just saw something that says, like, consistently for the fifth year in a row, there are no babies. So,
okay, well, maybe you're right and maybe I'm wrong.
So maybe you are the norm and maybe I'm unusual. Like, how would that be? Like, what does that feel like for me to be like, I don't fit in. Like, I'm married and I have a house and a dog and maybe I'll have a baby and I'm only 32. Like, am I the weird one? Maybe you're in the cutting edge of people who fit in. I just think that that's the thing is like, I'm watching these people dancing and I'm like, I could not possibly do that because I'm 32. But like, my point is like, what if I live until I'm 100 and then I'm like thinking back on 100, how I felt like when I was in high school, like how I think about myself in high school now where I'm like, fuck, when I was 32, I should have done this. Like I could have lived a little more if I wasn't so afraid mm-hmm. of like the fact that I should be doing this, like because I am 32. Like I just think of it. I think I don't want to say you're a glass half empty person because I think that's a negative connotation.
No, but I'm definitely right now a glass half empty person. I absolutely am. I'm struggling to find joy and happiness and positivity in my everyday life. Absolutely.
So I think that's like why we always have these conversations that I think are so interesting because I think we are like looking at this because I feel like I think there's a lot of people like you, but I mm-hmm. feel like you feel very other. And I just always think that that's so interesting. And whereas like, I'm just like, man, like even when we were there last weekend with Sarah, who's the exact same age as me. And she's like, I live in an apartment. I do not think that I am old enough yet to get a dog. I am not getting married. I do not feel like, and I'm over, like, you know, we all just live.
Wait, are you talking about Sarah or Heather? Because I just had
Sarah, blonde Sarah.
Okay, I swear she talked about the last book club that she was intending to get married.
But no, she's not. I've been married for 3 years, almost
four.
Oh,
she's saying now. Now
right.
she's not.
She's like, yeah, she's not. She's like maybe mm-hmm. 2 years from now, maybe more. I don't own a place. I am not ready for a dog. And I just now started to feel like I am like capable at work. Whereas like I'm over here like being like, oh God, I feel like I'm like the VP and I'm married, and I'm a dog and I'm going on my 4th year anniversary and I live in the fucking suburbs. I just think when I was talking to Sarah, I was like, it's so interesting how two people, we are exactly the same age, have these, like, she is not behind and I am not doing too much. We are just all like living our lives in these places, but we all have it in our mind that like maybe Sarah sometimes thinks like, why don't I own a place, or like, why am I not married? And I think like, man, it would be kind of nice to just kind of like just be myself sometimes and like have an apartment and not have a mortgage to think about, or a dog that's like bites people that she meets. Like, I just think it's so interesting that people can be like same age and like have these totally different outlooks on life. And like, I just wonder as we get older, because I'm thinking about how hurried I was to be an adult in high school. Mm-hmm. And I, when I'm watching these things where I'm like, oh, that looks fun, or like, oh, maybe I would want to do that, I think that like, I worry that when I'm 70 or 80 or 90 or whatever, I'm going to look back at my 30s and be like, you should have, if you would have known then what you know now, would you have done more? And so like, I think that that's like kind of what I'm feeling, but I feel like you're like maybe feeling the opposite, which I also think is interesting.
Gotcha. Yeah. I don't even know. I'm not sure.
Well, that's an okay thing to feel too. Like, you just don't know. Mm-hmm. I just think that like, you know, it's interesting to think that we could live until tomorrow, or we could live for like 60 or 70 more years, and you just have no idea. Mm-hmm. And so it lends itself to wanting to live in the moment, but then also it's like really scary to live in the moment because there's so many things to be afraid of. So I think that adulting is just like, the, you're not young enough to be dumb enough, but you're like still young to want, like, you have, well, at least I do, the want to do more, but like, you still know enough to be afraid. There's this old lady at my office, she's not that old, but she like is older, and she says, she's like, I know enough to be dangerous. I think that that's like the epitome of being an adult, is you just know enough to be dangerous, where it's like, you're in this, especially in your 30s, it's just such a weird time where it's like, you feel like you should be doing more, but also just like a part of your soul wants to still live mas, at least for me. And it's kind of like a weird place to be, like this feelings of like excitement about things that can happen in the future, but then also just feeling like, man, it was like really great to have like no worries at all. And I think that that's like a very uniquely 30s. I even think I hear some of this stuff from my friends in their early 40s too. Like, I think it's just something you feel in your like 30s and early 40s. And then I think probably at some point it kind of shifts for you and maybe you just stop caring at all. I know that's how Jen feels. But I think that that's just like really interesting. It's like this this uniquely strange period of being an adult where it's like you are solidly a grown up, but not really.
No, I think you're right.
Well, that's all I have. Do you have any other thoughts? How other than that?
No, that's it.
Well, I hope that Maya feels better.
Thank you. Me too.
I'm sure she will. She's just, she's older too. She's 5. She's in her adulting stage in life 7. Too.
I'm sorry. 7. She's 5. She's 9.
Oh my God.
Yeah. 9. I don't know why I said 7. I
said
5.
You
7.
Said 7. And then, and she's actually 9. So yeah, it's, she's feeling her feels too. She's just like, she's tired and probably quite itchy. So well, have a wonderful rest of your day.
Thanks,
you
too.
Have training. Enjoy that.
Thank you.
And enjoy Maya. Hopefully she feels better soon.
Thank you. Yes. Okay. I appreciate that.
Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Bye.